Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer at the PNC studio at Halas Hall. And Tom, huge, huge win over the Packers. How did the Bears build on that this week against the 49ers?
You know, you kind of got to leave that victory in your rearview mirror and understand that you're getting ready to take on a very serious opponent. Not only because they have a new coaching staff, but they have a lot of new players on this football team jockeying for important positions. And one of the most important positions is their quarterback. And I think putting Blaine Gabbert in has given these guys some life. It's given some locker room chatter about the efficiency of the quarterback position, not the reason they're going through a losing streak.
You mentioned the 49ers defense being young, and a lot of they lost a lot of their linebackers during the offseason. Chris Borland retired, a couple other guys left. So they're kind of just forming their own identity. What are your expectations for the Bears offense going against the 49ers defense? And the 49ers defense only allowed the Arizona Cardinals 19 points, and that's saying something.
Right. This is a good football team, and this is a good defense. They still have Navarro Bowman, one of the best interior linebackers in all of football, and they have very good edge presence out there also. But again, it's about the positioning of the offense for the Bears. Make sure you take that next healthy step forward. And again, you got Matt Forte back. You still have Jeremy Langford. Jay Cutler has been doing a really good job behind center, both with pressure on him, running out of the pocket, and locating his targets downfield. Every step that the Bears have been taking offensively, they have to take that continued step. But again, there's a lot of team speed within the 49ers defense that you're going to have to beat. They're not just going to fall apart.
Now comes my favorite segment of the show. We're going to put a log on the fire, maybe put some Christmas music on in the background. I'm going to ask you about the San Francisco 49ers. I want to kind of direct this conversation, though. I remember what happened in 1984. You guys go there, lose the NFC Championship game. Mike Singletary, I believe, was on the bench, and they said, next time, bring your offense. Well, you did bring the offense in 1985, and I remember that being a huge game. I remember Walter running over Ronnie Lott at the goal line. Take me back to that game.
You know, it was my first experience to go there with the Chicago Bears on, you know, part of the football team. And because of so many memories from 84, carried them on the airplane, carried into the locker room, and then carried on the field, they still had expectations that the San Francisco 49ers were going to take care of the Bears on that day. But I think Walter Payton had a different idea about what was going to happen at the end of this game. The defense was physical. They were fast. They got to Montana. We were able to run the ball successfully and make sure our offense stayed within the rhythm. But again, we all knew leading up that a whole week that Mike Ditka was going to put William Perry in the game for the first time. And after the 49ers did it to the Bears in 84 with Guy McIntyre in the backfield, Ditka says, well, I'm going to take him one step further, and I'm going to put the fridge in the game. So we got enough of a lead, got in control of the game, and at the latter part of the game, they put William Perry into the backfield. And I think it kind of added enthusiasm to the NFL as a whole, but it also it put a little bit of pressure on the Chicago Bears, and I think it worked on our behalf.
So it wasn't necessarily a strategic thing, as a lot of people think, in terms of putting William Perry back there. It was more of a revenge thing, right, against Bill Walsh.
Well, I got in trouble that week because Mike Ditka referred to Bill Walsh as the gray-haired wizard. And kind of a dumb thing I did is I went and told the reporters that he said that. And I got in a lot of trouble for it. But again, I think it was kind of complimentary and the strategy of trying to get back.
I have to ask the follow-up. When you say you get in trouble, does he call you up to his office? Does he come find you? What happens?
No, in the team meeting, he calls you out in front of everybody saying, look, what's said in the team meeting stays in the team meeting. And I was a young, dumb guy, and I never said anything again.
Well, you're not young or dumb anymore. And that's, I guess, backhanded.
Dumb anyway.
A little bit. There you go. Great stuff as always, Tom. He's there. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.